Lesson 6. Outcomes. Describe methods of controlling bleeding. Bleeding control. Blood transports oxygen and nutrients to cells. Maintaining blood flow and volume is extremely important, therefore, emergency responders should be prepared to control bleeding in victims. There are two types of bleeding, external and internal. This section will describe the types of bleeding as well as methods for bleeding control. Types of external bleeding. External bleeding is that which occurs outside of the body, lacerations, punctures, and other openings in the skin, figure 23.35. There are three types of external bleeding, arterial, venous, and capillary. Arterial bleeding. Blood is transported away from the heart through vessels called arteries, figure 23.36. The blood transported through arteries is under high pressure and is bright red in color due to the large amount of oxygen it contains. Arterial bleeding occurs when the wall of the artery ruptures. Arterial bleeding can be identified when the blood is bright red and spurting or pulsing, figure 23.37. This spurting bleeding coincides with each contraction of the heart. As significant quantities of blood are lost, blood flow force decreases. Arterial bleeding is often difficult to control due to the substantial force of the blood and is a true medical emergency. Patients with arterial bleeding may lose a substantial amount of blood in a short time. Methods for controlling bleeding are discussed in this chapter. It is sometimes not possible to stop arterial bleeding without surgery. Therefore, there should be no delay in transporting arterial bleeding victims to a hospital. Venous bleeding. Veins are responsible for returning blood back to the heart after it has delivered oxygen to cells. While arteries carry blood with substantial force, blood movement through veins occurs at a slow and steady flow. Therefore, venous bleeding is typically easier to control than arterial bleeding. Patients with venous bleeding will have a steady flow of blood. The venous blood will be much darker than arterial blood because oxygen has been removed by the cells and carbon dioxide and waste have been added. Capillary bleeding. Capillaries are the areas between arteries and veins where the oxygen and nutrients in blood are delivered to cells. In addition, carbon dioxide and waste are removed by blood through the capillaries. Because of this exchange, blood moves relatively slowly in capillaries. The majority of injuries to capillaries come in the form of scrapes or superficial lacerations. When capillaries are injured, typically a limited quantity of blood oozes from the injury. Some capillary bleeding can stop without outside intervention. However, these injuries provide an opportunity for infection and should be properly cleaned and bandaged. Arterial bleeding, characterized by bright red, spurting blood due to high pressure. It is difficult to control and is a medical emergency. Venous bleeding, characterized by a steady flow of darker blood and is typically easier to control than arterial bleeding. Capillary bleeding, a slow ooze of blood from scrapes or superficial lacerations and can often stop without intervention, requires cleaning to prevent infection.